Now more of the Mid-Coast Morning Buzz, WCME.
And 7:38, 22 minutes till 8, the Buzz on Thursday morning, July 18th. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're finding your way. And this is something of a special moment on the Buzz because we are going to touch base with a woman with whom I've been meaning to really communicate for months. I've only talked to her once in my life, and that was about 2 hours after a big moment in her life when she was named town manager in Freeport. And I'm certainly touching base at, I think, something of a hot-button moment that we'll clarify here in a moment. But on the other end of this phone line is Sophie Wilson, Freeport Town Manager. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you very much for doing this on short notice. We do appreciate it. This is an important issue, and I'm really glad you're willing to talk about it. Sophie Wilson, 7 months ago, became a Freeport town manager after about a decade as town manager in Orono. Sophie, before I go into the issue here, what would you like to say about it, just in general, about your first 7 months in Freeport and getting to know the town and the community and just, you know, whatever you want to say in that regard?
Freeport is such an amazing community. I have thoroughly enjoyed the time that I've been there. We've actually been starting to get a lot of work done, which has been very rewarding.
Well, I got to say, as someone who follows all the council meetings, I've been kind of amazed at the extent to which it, you know, it sounds like you have gotten to know the town rather intimately, rather quickly. And that's an important thing for a town manager to do. It doesn't always work out that way, but I would say you, you know, dove in head first and you're swimming pretty rapidly in the early going. Let's talk about this issue that caused me to call you and ask to do this interview yesterday. The headline here throughout most of yesterday morning was gunfire in Freeport, and you used that. I even hesitated to you know, maybe use that word under the circumstances, but then I was playing back your remarks and listening to them, and you used that word. I thought it was very important to quickly clarify after that rather jolting headline that we're not talking about a new and major crime wave in Freeport or anything like that, but just explain what's been going on and how all this concern has developed.
Sure. The town staff and councilors have been fielding concerns from some of our residents in rural areas about, I think, a pretty historic practice of target shooting. And folks are concerned for their safety and for the peaceful enjoyment of their property. So town council just wanted to talk about it. Think that it's important to have a forum for people who want to continue that practice and people who feel uncomfortable with that practice to chat with the town council and figure out how we might be able to come up with a way that that can happen where everybody is happy.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, you're saying something that I don't recall specifically coming up in the meeting the other night. Sounds like you're saying that so far as you know, this activity has been confined to rural parts of Freeport?
Yeah, that's where the concerns are coming from. It's difficult to legally discharge firearms in the more densely populated areas because you need to have buffers to be able to do it safely. So if you were trying to discharge a firearm in a congested residential area, the police would probably be coming out and talking to you about safety and asking you to stop. So these concerns really are in rural areas where the police don't have that tool to address citizen concerns.
And this is your, again, it sounds at least to me like you're suggesting this is mostly or all about noise concern in the rural areas as opposed to safety.
Well, I mean, the noise is, I think, what gets people's attention. The concerns that we've heard from some folks is just a concern. They don't know where it's coming from. They don't know if it's safe to be outside in their area because all they're hearing is the noise. But I think it did start as a concern about the peaceful enjoyment of their property and the loud noise that comes from discharging a firearm.
I found it very interesting that this issue has already touched a counselor who, very interestingly, I thought the other night, talked about his own experience. Daryl Fournier, I guess, was on the receiving end of a few questions by the Freeport police. You want to go through what he told the council? That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, no, he was talking about the fact that he was target practicing with his family and enjoying a sport that they have, you know, engaged in generationally. And the Freeport PD came and told him that some of his neighbors were concerned, and it actually opened up a dialogue for he and his neighbors to chat and for him to understand what the concern was and to kind of modify some of the behavior while still being able to enjoy the sport with his family.
Yeah. Now, you had some pretty interesting, I thought, and also some pretty firmed up ideas about how and how not to deal with this issue in days and weeks to come. I want to talk to you about that in just a moment. I'm going to take a short break for some news and commercial words. We'll be back in just a moment with Freeport Town Manager Sophie Wilson. And 7:50, 10 minutes delayed now on the Midcoast Morning Buzz on Thursday, July 18th. Jim Lightcamp talking with Freeport Town Manager Sophie Wilson about the recent outbreak of concern in regard to gunfire in Freeport. And again, I want to clarify that this is not what you might think it is. It's not emblematic or symptomatic of a crime wave or anything like this. This is simply about some recreational shooting and target practice that tends to go on in the rural areas of town, but is nonetheless of concern. And Sophie, you talked a little bit at some length the other night about how you are going to go about pursuing a possible solution here, and you made a particular note of saying that there's a way not to, in your view, go about this.
Well, I think a lot of people were looking at the Freeport nuisance noise ordinance, and after consultation with the town attorney, that really appears not to be a valid way to address these concerns. And I think instead we really need to begin the process of kicking off a policy discussion about whether or not Freeport would like to prohibit certain or all types of firearm discharge in certain areas or all of Freeport. And that really is a town council discussion.
Okay, talk to me a little more about why not the noise ordinance, because that might strike some people as an obvious way to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just difficult to pursue under nuisance noise firearm discharge because it happens rapidly and it goes away. And it also, those noises can travel for a very long distance, so can be difficult to locate them. But there's also a piece of state law that talks about shooting areas not being subject to nuisance noise ordinances. And consultation with the town attorney would tell us that there could be an argument that backyard target practice would fall under that exemption.
Okay.
So that is why we really think it should be a policy discussion.
And you're going to be, and I think you've already done some of this, you're going to be looking around at what other municipalities are doing.
Yes. We've collected approximately 12 ordinances from neighboring communities to see what, how they're dealing with firearms discharge. So we'll be reviewing those. We'll also be collecting data, so if people are concerned about their gunfire discharge in their area, they should probably give the police a call when it's occurring, please, when it's occurring, so that we can continue to gather that data. And then we're also reaching out to the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife to understand what the criteria really should be when the town council is discussing this topic. Under state law, any discussion around the implementation of prohibiting firearm discharge has to include the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife.
Okay. Just knowing how things work in Freeport, I would say, and this has always been true, you know, going back 10, 12 years, as long as I've been covering the town council, you know, I think it's always a town council and a town administration known to take its time, not rush these things. Sounds like you're going to allow for some considerable public input and maybe some considerable council discussion after that. Is that a fair assumption?
I think that's a great point. You know, the process of developing public policy, especially in an area that we know impacts community and that there are very strongly held feelings on both sides, is a very slow one. And it is one that, you know, the council is taking this introductory step to even decide whether or not it is reasonable or feasible to engage in the process of formal consideration. So we're not even to the formal consideration point yet.
Yeah, and that's probably not going to happen until September, if I heard it correctly.
The first conversation with council, the next conversation will be under other business at their September 3rd town council meeting.
I think that makes a lot of sense because I think you probably know as well as anybody that a lot of people just entirely tune out all this stuff in the month of August. And some people, I think, are already tuned out for the summer. But, yeah, they'll start paying attention again in September. Sophie, I really appreciate this morning. Just one more question before you go that's more of a big picture question. I am just curious to ask you, you spent about 10 years as town manager in Orono, right?
Yes.
And now you're 7 months into being town manager in Freeport, and it strikes me there are some notable similarities and differences between those two towns. I would say they're both fairly upscale. I would say that there is a healthy regard for education in both of those towns. One, the economy of Orono, I think, is pretty much powered by education. But I'm just wondering, what are the major similarities and maybe more interestingly, the differences in administering those two towns, which you have done?
Wow, that's a big question. For a quick answer, I would say
you got 3 minutes.
The major similarity, of course, is Orono has a single economic driver in the University of Maine that spins off a lot of other businesses and interests that really drive the community and make it vibrant and unique. And I could say the same about Freeport in that L.L. Bean is you know, they pay 10% of the property tax for Freeport, and they also are a huge draw for visitors, which then allow all small businesses to spin off and create a really vibrant and wonderful community. I think the other piece is the attention to outdoors and multimodal transportation. That was a really large theme in Orono, and I'm finding that here as well, which is exciting. Community engagement is strong. I think it was strong in Orono, but it's different in Freeport in that in Freeport we have people who are excited to come to the table and brainstorm ideas, but also want to spin off their own non-government groups to help implement those ideas, which was not quite as strong in Orono. In Orono, I think we had people who had very strong ideas, but I think the expectation was shifted a little bit more towards the government moving those ideas forward.
Go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say one of the major differences for me is being part of, you know, we have a lot of ocean frontage here and a very vibrant working waterfront. So yeah. I have been thoroughly enjoying learning about that.
Mm. And it would also be fair to say, would it not, that in Freeport you have more of a stable long-term population basis, whereas in a college town like Orono you have more people just kind of moving through, staying for shorter periods of time.
That is absolutely true. And well, there were pockets of generational families in Orono. It is much more prevalent down in Freeport and creates a really nice blend of new voices and historic voices.
Okay. Sophie, you timed it out perfectly. We've got 30 seconds to go until 8 o'clock, and when I do these interviews at 7:30, I hardly ever make the 8 o'clock news on time, but I think I'm going to do it for a change this morning. Thank you very much. I really appreciate this, and hope to have you on again from time to time. Freeport's a big part of what we do here, okay?
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks very much. Sophie Wilson, who I think still safely qualifies as a new town manager in Freeport, having been on the job for only 7 months. Once she gets to a year, I think we'll drop the new in front of her. But I'm sensing a very positive response throughout the community to Sophie Wilson as town manager in Freeport. It's 8 o'clock at WCMN.